Yes, sir. What's going on here? Yes, sir. Season 9. I'm going to do a pre-record here on Spotify. Welcome to all my Spotify listeners. We've been having a lot more countries been coming on the Judah Light podcast platform. See, guys, I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to sell your soul. You just have to put in one day at a time. You don't have to suck P. Diddy's dick to get your dreams to be fulfilled, to get your goals fulfilled. I'm going to talk to white people here today because I'm going to tell you something. I was very, very, very angry today on the road. You almost took my spirit away from me. You almost took my overall joy away from me. But I'm going to tell you something about you Caucasians, Caucasian European Americans. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Judah Light Podcast here on the Empire Network, King Judah 23 here. I want to say this before we get into the meeting topics. If you see the title is the freestyle, we're going to start doing Friday night freestyles here on this platform on Spotify. We're going to do Friday night freestyle. We're going to talk about any and everything from spirituality to race to everything. So I'm going to tell you this right now, just like all my other episodes of my podcast, I am telling you, we do not discriminate here. Okay? We do not discriminate. Also, I want to talk to you guys that I finally got a website put together for the Empire Network. That's right. Yeah. Yes, finally got it done today. Of course, I got to do some more edit. Of course, you're always going to edit your website. But I want to give you the website. It's sites, sites.google.com/view/ Empire Network 23, EMPIRENETWORK 23/home. From there, you're going to find all my platforms, all the platforms that you guys been, okay, well, what did he say? And rewind that back. No, you ain't got to rewind back no more. We got a website. That's right. We got a website. We have a page now. Okay. And so all my platforms are going to be there. My IG is going to be there. My Facebook is going to be there. Spotify. Also on the Twitch as well as the YouTube. So and also if you go to my Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Instagram, they will all have the website on the bio. I made sure that all my digital platforms, if you already found those digital platforms, especially on my Facebook, I just put a post with the link on there. So there should be no more confusion. There should be no more. We're gonna start getting bigger traffic. That's right. I'm gonna tell you something right now. The Most High knows what he's doing. He's telling me, hey, you're gonna do this. You're gonna do that. Build this. Build that. Get this website going. Get this. I work for Yah, man. I don't work for a network. First of all, this is my shit. Number one. That's number one here. I run everything on the Empire Network. I run everything, and we're gonna start. Also, have more. We're gonna have some more content. We're gonna have our own simulation football league coming up in March. That's right. It's gonna be on YouTube and on Twitch. The games will be on YouTube and Twitch. We're gonna start having a lot more content. And again, if you are a content creator, and I said this on my Twitch and Facebook live shows on Sundays and Wednesdays, if you're a content creator and you are like-minded like myself, I don't care. Listen, let me tell you something. I do not care where you live on this planet, okay? I don't care if you live in the Dominican Republic. I don't care if you live in Panama. I don't care if you live in the UAE. I don't care where you at. Shout out to those countries, by the way, because we've been getting a lot more traffic from those countries as well. The Most High is working, man. The Most High is seriously, seriously, seriously working. And I am so thankful. Shalom. Shalom to my Afro-Dominicans. to my Afro-Puerto Ricans, my Afro-Mexicans, Afro-Cubans. Please, please, please. I'm telling you. Please check out the website. All my digital platforms are going to be right there. And also, you will get a preview of the Black College Simulation Football coming to Empire on March 2024. So we're going to have 10 weeks of simulation football. Nobody's going to be playing the game. It's going to be computer versus computer. I'm going to have some people running the playbooks and stuff like that on the team side. But overall, nobody is going to be doing anything as far as playing the game or anything like that. This is a simulation football league, and so we're going to have 10 weeks of that. Including playoffs, 10 weeks plus the playoffs, and of course the Black College Simulation Championship game. So I just want, because I'm so excited about this network, man. We're going to grow this network. And I'm going to say this right here before I'm putting it out in the atmosphere right now. I know you want to hear what I got to say about the freestyle, but we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this network first of all. We're going to talk about this network. Eventually, I will have the Roku Fire Stick channel. I will have my own Roku Fire Stick channel. I will eventually will have that. Let me say that one more time from the top of the mountain. Okay. I am saying this right now. I will have, and you got to start talking positive. See, 2024, the Most High is really starting to separate, and I'm gonna tell you how you separate yourself into two thirds. Start talking positive. Start saying, I will do this. I will get my health in order. I will do this. I will do that. I will build this empire. I will build that business. I will get that salon. I will get that restaurant. I will. The Most High said in His word that the power of life and death is in the power of the what? The tongue. You better start thinking positive. Get away from people that are always talking negative. If you got people around you that all they talk about is hood life and man, who snitched on who and everybody on old block got locked up and everybody from 63rd got murdered last night and blah, blah. If they keep talking that, get away from them. That is not positive. That's not positive. That's not positive whatsoever. That's not positive. You gotta get with like-minded people. The motto for the Empire Network is to connect like-minded people. We are gonna connect, man. Again, if you're a content creator, if you are a I don't care what you do. I don't care if you know how to get government contracts and your spirit is right, man. Come on, let's talk, man. Come on, let's talk. I can upload all your episodes onto my digital platforms. We can start building a library. And once this Roku Fire Stick channel gets uploaded, man, gets on point, man, we're going to have a VOD, video on demand. I am telling you, I'm growing this network. This network will grow. It will grow. Now, that's the Most High is going to take me and say, you know what, your work is done. We're done here. But anything short of that, this network will be growing. I want to say that first and foremost. Now, I want to talk about to you Caucasian Europeans. And I'm going to say this, and I don't give a two flying fuss if you don't care. I don't give a two flying fuss if you mad. I don't get two flying shits if you go talk to your daddy or your mama about this, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it from the top of the hills. 90% of the Caucasian Americans, they are going to serve 1,000 years of slavery with Satan. You guys think you can do any and everything you fucking want to do. I'm driving. First of all, I picked my son up from school. We're driving down the road. The speed limit is 45 miles an hour. I got this slow car in front of me, but I also have this fast Camaro coming down, flying fast, and he's right behind me. Now, the slow car ahead of me, he turns. So I'm driving. He's getting all in the back of my ass, all in the back of my behind, all in the back of me. And then finally goes around me. First of all, that's illegal. That's illegal. And I let him know on the at the light that I did not appreciate it. You know what he did at the home? Because he was going to turn. I was going to go straight ahead. He cuts me off again. He cuts me off. Now, you already almost caused a rear-end collision. Then you almost called another collision because you so pissed that a man of color is calling you out on your shit. Now you want to start cutting people off. Then you want to throw the middle finger as you drive off. See, let me tell you something. You Caucasian American. I'm gonna say this right here. You are going to have a very rude awakening that's going to happen to y'all. I want you to really understand. I want you to listen very, very closely because we are in the Jewel Life podcast. We don't care about race, creed, or color around here. We talk truth, homie. We speak truth to power over here, baby. And I'm telling you, you are going to have a rude awakening. All these coons, all these people, all the fake Jews, the Zionists, your reptilian politicians, you continue to really think that these people are going to fucking save you. You really think that Donald Trump is going to save you so you can continue to be arrogant and continue to be a pompous ass. But I'm telling you right now, 90% of Caucasian Americans, because your forefathers sold you out to the fake Jews. Woo, we're going to talk today, baby. Your forefathers sold you out to the fake Jews. Revelation 2 and 9 says, I know tribulation and thy works. For them to say that they are Jews, they are not. They're the synagogues of Satan. The Most High said that the fake Jews are the synagogues of Satan. So we're going to talk real talk, baby. See, I'm not going to here to cover up your feelings so you can take them little white Becky tears and then the little Brad tears and you can wipe them and lick them and put them on your ass. I don't give two flying shit what you do with those tears. But today on the Jewel Life podcast, we're going to talk real shit today. Your time has come. Your mother and your father has lied to you. Your grandmother and grandpa's has lied to you. To have you thinking that you built this country, that your forefathers built it, your ancestors built it. Because the only thing you created was racism. The only thing you created was destruction. The only thing you created was chaos. But see, black folks, we are at fault because in Deuteronomy 28, if we would have kept his laws, damn it, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. But I'm telling you, Caucasian Americans, you pollute the trees, you pollute the water, you pollute this, you pollute that, you building all these damn buildings, you cutting all these damn trees down, you killing animals, you doing this, you putting GMO in the food, you doing this, you doing that, you are destructive. But I'm telling you, your time is coming because the Most High sees what you're doing. And let me tell the so-called woke black folks that want to get up here and talk about well, in the scriptures and the oppressors, they pray to the same God and then we pray to the same God, but why are we always on the bottom and whatever, why are they always on the top? See, those two-thirds are going to be done away. The Most High is going to do away with them. He's going to do away with them niggas because they don't believe. Deuteronomy 28 says that if we keep his commandments, we should be above all nations on earth. But if we don't, then we will be cursing the fields, cursing the storefront, cursing the crops, cursed with the animals. Don't play with me. Play with your mama. Go play with your bitch. Don't play with me. I know what the scripture says. So when I tell these so-called two-thirds, when I tell them the truth, they don't like it. And they want to go, oh, now they want to report you. They want to report you. Oh, he's spreading hate. He's spreading racism. Whew! And these are black folks doing this. But Caucasian Americans, mark my words when I say this. Your arrogance, the way you think you are so above every damn body, and you poison the damn water, and you poison this, and you poison that, I am telling you, your time is coming. Your time is coming. I'm going to say that one more time to the people in the back. Your time is coming. Satan got all but so much time. You sit up here, you get your little smirk on your face. Oh, you know, don't, they ain't nothing but niggers right there. They ain't nothing but some coons, some coon bunnies. They ain't gonna do nothing. We ain't gotta do nothing, baby, because Yahweh's already doing it. Look at Florida. Woo-hoo-hoo! Look at Florida. Now they got another sighting of aliens out there in Orlando. They still talking about Miami. They still talking about Orlando. Didn't we not just say this? Didn't we not say this a couple of seasons ago? Did we not just talk about this a couple of seasons ago? Did we not just say this? Did we not just say that there's life in the water? There's life in the sky? Did we not just say this? And now all of a sudden, here comes all the alien talk. Here comes all the demigod talk. The Most High is speaking right now. I told you 2023 is going to be the year of the reveal, but 2024 will be the year of the reveal. See, 2023 was just leading up to 2024. This is going to be a very crazy year, y'all. And no, it's not going to be just about my cat whims. It's not going to be just about this. It's not going to be just about that. I am telling you right now, when I'm speaking, it's going to be more than just black community going to be starting to be revealed. What did they start revealing about Beyonce? See, I'm going to tell you something right now. See, black folks are like this. Oh, yeah, we on the Cat Williams tip. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Cat Williams, he keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I never liked Steve Harvey anyway. I never liked Cedric anyway. I never liked Ricky Smiley anyway. I never liked these no niggas anyway. But wait till they start talking about people that you do like. Woo! See, that's the problem with our people. It's not the fact that we can't accept truth. We can't accept truth by people that we like. Woo! See, that's a whole nother thing. Wait till the Beehive find out about Beyonce that she eats children. That she's sex trafficked. Not my bitch. Not my bae. Now you going, I know the devil is a liar. And that's why more black women are getting found in trunks than ever before. Woo! See, we talking today, baby. See, we talking, baby. When till you find out that Beyonce sex traffics? When till you find that LeBron James and his clone, they have a good relationship with one another? When do you find out the real LeBron James watches his clone play basketball? When do you find out the NBA young boy has four different clones? See, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you something about that brother. That brother's not a sissy. Now, these other rappers, they some sissies. Most of these rappers, they some faggots. Yes, absolutely. I don't believe that about NBA young boy. I think NBA Youngboy is crying for help. You see, he got a tattoo around his chest that's saying help. That brother is crying for help, man. That brother's crying for help, man. That brother is saying, man, I need help bad, man. Please help me, man. See, let me tell you something, man. Why do you think they continue to get the people from the worst conditions? This is what I keep saying to you. They're not going to get somebody that their parents make $100,000 a year. They're not going to get that type of talent because they can't really lure them with money like that. They grew up with money. They grew up with parents that had money and could provide for them and give them Jordans, give them this, give them that, give them a new car. See, they're not going after those people. They're going after the people that from the bottom of the bottom. The gorillas. And I know y'all say, man, damn, y'all keep bringing up gorillas. Okay, you were right about gorillas. Goddamn. But see, you guys are not understanding where I'm bringing this stuff from. Look at Gorilla. She came from the bottom of the bottom of Memphis. It was easy to give her $500,000 advance. It was easy to let her see the limos and the private jets. It was easy. So all they had to do was present the paperwork. Now you signed your whole life away. That girl didn't have shit growing up. Look at the videos of the old her before she even got famous. Working as a cashier in a fast food joint. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Anything piece of blank. But I'm just saying. Y'all better start paying attention to what's going on, man. Ice Spice is a plant. Yeah. Sexy Red is a plant. You got plants, but most of the talent that these cats are signing, that these labels are signing, they come from the worst conditions. Look at 50 Cent, Southside Jamaica, Queens. They get them from the worst conditions because they're easier to control. They're easier to sign. They're more easier to convince because anything will beat the hood. Oh, so they think. Then all of a sudden, years later, you like Fantasia. I wish I can go and play kickball again in North Carolina. Woo! Wait a minute, what? Oh, I thought you wanted to be a famous singer so bad. It was your dream. You cried on American Idol. You cried. Did you? You cried your eyeballs out. Oh, thank you, Simon. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you, Paul Abdul. Thank you. And you thanking Satan himself. There's nothing but demons sitting on that damn panel. Simon's nothing but a damn handler. He don't know, he wasn't no talent that hit him in his behind. But you said, oh, thank you, Simon. Oh, thank you. He's nothing but a damn handler. That's all there. That's all he is. You get Paul Abdul. First of all, that's not even the real Paul Abdul. That's a clone. Then you get that, what was that nigga named Jackson with the glasses on or whatever? That's nothing but a damn clone. You sitting up there crying your eyeballs out. I just want this so bad. I just want this so bad. I just want it. I crave it. Ever since I was a little girl, I was a little boy. I just want it. I just want to be famous. I just want to be a star. And the next thing you know, you're on your knees sucking P. Diddy off. Next thing you know, you got Harvey Weinstein sucking you off. You better be careful what you ask for, because you might just get it. You better be careful about being famous. I'm not saying for you not to do music. I'm not saying that. You got some great talented people out here, man. Great talented people. Matter of fact, they're just black group. They do soft rock now. They do soft rock. Very talented group. Very talented. But what did they do? What did they fucked around and do and did? They signed with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. The worst thing you could fucking do. Why don't you guys just get together and start going independent? Here's the thing. What is so wrong about building your brand? Oh, I don't want to be like King Judah and Judah like podcast. Dude. I gotta build the thing slowly but sure. But guess what? I ain't gotta sell out. Going back to Gorilla, she could have went independent. She could have went independent. Ice Spice could have went independent. But she was a plant, so who knows? Maybe she didn't have, she really don't have no, have the talent. But Gorilla could have went independent. Scarlet could have went independent. NBA Youngboy could have went independent. They could have went independent. What did they do? They fucked around, signed a damn deal. Now they miserable. Look at Sukiana. She was sitting up there crying her eyes out, talking about, I sold my soul and I can't stand myself. Now all of a sudden she's a damn clone. Boom. That ain't a real Sukiana, by the way, y'all. I know you want to think that's the real Sukiana. No, that's not the real Sukiana. The real Sukiana is somewhere getting what's that thing when they try to brainwash you? That ultra put you under hypnosis. Put you under spells. Put you on medication. Make you a whole different person. Look at NBA Youngboy. That boy is not gay. I'm telling y'all right now, that boy is not gay. There's nothing gay about that boy. Now all of a sudden he coming out with painted fingernails, painted toes, painted this, painted that. Looking like a sissy. That's not the real NBA Youngboy. The real NBA Youngboy is somewhere under MK Ultra. There you go, MK Ultra. He's under MK Ultra. Sukiyana's under MK Ultra. They got to get these people back in control. If they have already killed them yet. They may have just killed them. They may have killed NBA Youngboy. They may have killed Sukiyana. Because once you get on these platforms and you start saying, man, I don't like being famous. Man, I sold my soul and this, that, and the third. They got to do something to you. They got to get rid of you because that's not part of the game plan here. I'm going to tell you another reason why NBA Youngboy is tired. Remember that situation what happened with King Von? See, everybody tried to put that on him. See, he even said it himself. He said, I'm tired of dealing with all this. I'm tired of niggas out here dying and stuff. Niggas out here doing this, niggas doing that. Niggas getting locked up, niggas getting indicted. I'm tired of this. The boy is tired. By the way, Lil Durk sacrificed King Von, in case you don't know. King Von and Lil Durk never hang with each other. Not back in the day. Go back to the old videos. Go back to the old videos. I think up to 2017, 28, 2019-ish. If you go back from 2012, 2011, 2013, 14, 15, 16, you've never seen King Von none of those videos. 17, 18, 19. Then all of a sudden around 17, 18, 19-ish, all of a sudden he started appearing in videos. He needed a sacrifice. Who did Lil Durk used to hang with all the time and said that was his brody, that was his ace? Lil Reese. What happened? Him and Lil Reese don't even talk no more because Lil Reese figured out that Lil Durk needed a sacrifice and he was going to sacrifice Lil Reese, and that's why Lil Reese got out. Woo, come on. Why do you think all those situations was happening to Lil Reese? Lil Durk needed a sacrifice. That's what he needed. He needed a sacrifice. And Von was perfect. And I keep telling you, they keep getting people from the worst conditions. What did they get King Von from? Old block. Horrible conditions. Look at the project itself. You already know that's a horrible area to be in anyway. They get guys like King Von that don't have nothing. They don't have a pot to piss in, a window thrown out of. They barely have anything. And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, we're going to use some money, man. You're going to get some jewelry. You're going to get some designer wear. You're going to get this. You're going to get a charge. You're going to get this. You're going to get big booty bitch. You're going to get this, blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, man. And you can spit. Man, we're going to put you on, man. You're going to have an album. Boom, boom, boom. Then next thing you know, you're dead. Because Durk needed a sacrifice. Everybody around Durk has either been killed or indicted. That's a very dark, dark brother. And I'm going to tell you another sacrifice, and he better start watching out. Because you hanging with Lil Durk too much. Lil Baby better watch. See, this thing about to get real deep, y'all. That's facts, man. That's facts. Y'all better start watching who you hang with. You better start watching who the hell you hang with. You better start being very cautious. Stop. I'm going to tell you something. Stop accepting food from people. Stop accepting drinks from people. Stop accepting gifts from people. I am telling you right now, I'm telling you right now. You better be careful of the company that you keep. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're gonna have to get rid of. And I keep saying that. And I know you guys out there, man. I'm so tired. King Julia 23 saying that. Okay, we get it. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're gonna get rid of. But you are saying that. You saying so matter of fact. But I'm telling you, as an emergency, breaking news, you need to start to watch the company that you keep. Be careful of the company that you keep. Oh, that's my girl. That's my nigga. That's my ace. That's my brody. That's my bro. You know, that's my broski. That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, we motherfucker, we tight. We tight in the two draw put together. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't even know, behind your back, that man's plotting to rob you. That man plotting to backdoor you. That man getting with a woman right now, and you thinking, oh, you got with this female that came up to you talking about, you so handsome, you so fine, can I get your number? You like, damn, shorty got booty, shorty got nice titties, nice ass, damn, she fine shit, damn, she bad. Man, and she just came on to me like my lucky day. Oh yeah, it's your lucky day, all right. It's your lucky day, you gonna live or die. Here's your family. Oh, man, you know, we your family. We love you no matter what. Give me a hug. And the whole entire time, as soon as you leave, that motherfucker, I can't stand him. I got a homeboy. He sex traffic motherfuckers, man. I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't want to get in motherfucking trouble, I'd sell his ass out for $25,000. People are talking like this behind your back. Yes. Oh, man, they won't never say that. Man, my grandma, she 100, man. Granny loved me. I'm her favorite grandson. And behind your back, she said, I can't stand that son of a bitch. Your grandma! But you think you cool. Hold on for 1 second. Hold on. Sorry about that, guys. But anyway, well, what I was saying, oh yeah, the company that you keep. I'm telling you guys, we are at the very, very, very end of this line. We are at the very end of this line, people. I am telling you, we are this close from being at the end of the line, from being towards the end times. Very, 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 very. Hold for one moment. Turn that thing down. I apologize, my son. You know, you got kids, man. Kids gonna be loud and all that stuff. That's okay. You know, I love my son. By the way, my son got an award for persistence in his class. So I'm very, very excited. I'm very happy. I'm so proud of my son. But anyway, we'll move on. But right now, we're at the very end time. We're at the very end time right now. We are very, very close. We are very, very close. And depending on the people that's around you is how y'all gonna give you favor. Now's not the time. Oh, that's my girl. That's my dude. That's my bro. That's my sister. You know, ABC 123. I'm telling you, you better start cutting your circle now. We are coming very close to the end. I hear black folks now, and I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump. I'm voting for Donald Trump now. Now you still depend on a fucking man. First of all this shit is set up. Do you think Joe Biden is that fucking stupid? First of all, that's not even a real Joe Biden. That's a fucking clone. That's a reptilian. The old Joe Biden died years ago. But we're gonna give you what they give us, right? So, do you think Joe Biden is so fucking stupid? Do you think these people in Washington are so fucking stupid they're going to let the whole shit just collapse and let the whole shit... No, they're doing this shit on purpose. Joe Biden is going to do a horrible job and he's doing it on purpose. You know why he's doing it on purpose? So you can accept Donald Trump back. But this time, when he gets in office this time, it's going to be hell to get him out. He's going to try to do away with the Constitution. First of all, the Constitution has been done away with during the Obama administration. This is all around, be honest. But he's going to do away with the Constitution. He's going to do away with government. He's going to do away with all this. He is trying to make it to... I'm telling you, because he's a Satanist. Donald Trump is a Satanist. And I'm not sitting up here. I'm not for Joe Biden. I'm not for Donald Trump. Neither one of them ain't shit. They both work for the same team. When are people going to start realizing that? They work for the same fucking team. And you sitting up there, man, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Or I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Man, I'm going to vote for Nikki Haley. I'm going to vote for this nigga. I'm going to vote for that nigga. And they all work for the same people. They work for the same people, the 3% bankers. They know they want Donald Trump. Donald Trump is, let me tell you something. Joe Biden's not even the president of the United States. Can we really have an open conversation? Can we really not talk about it? Do you know right now under the Obama, not the Obama administration, but the Biden administration, do you know during the Biden administration right now that they have their trademark and their LLC and the incorporation of White House Inc.? Joe Biden is the president of the corporation of America, of the Americas. He is the president of White House Inc., he's the president of White House Inc. But as far as president of the Republic of the United States of America, the last president was Donald Trump. Obama was the president of White House Incorporated. The second Bush was the president of the White House Incorporated. Bill Clinton was the president of White House Incorporated. The first Bush was the president of White House Incorporated. Ronald Reagan was the president of White House Incorporated. Donald Trump, for the first time in over 45 years, was the actual president of the Republic of the United States. I know it's going over your head. I know it's going over your head. Do the research. Matter of fact, I'll give you a clue. Go on YouTube and search on the search bar, pull up David Strait, and he can tell you exactly what I'm saying to you right now. But either way, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is a Satanist. He's a Satanist. He is trying to do away with... He already said that he's going to eliminate this. He's going to eliminate that. He's going to eliminate this. All this shit is rigged. The 2020 election was rigged. The 2016 election was rigged. The 2012 election was rigged. All this shit is rigged. Your vote don't mean nothing. Your vote don't mean shit. What they talking? Well, you know, the president, that's one thing, but you got to get involved with your local politician. Man, the local politicians, they bought. The mayor, he or she is bought. The superintendent, they bought. The COO, they bought. All these politicians, 90% of the politicians in Washington are reptile. Hell, some of the politicians in your local area, they reptile. All this shit is rigged, folks. It's rigged. It's rigged. It's all rigged. Go on my YouTube page. Go on my YouTube page. At Empire Network. Man, or you can go on my Facebook at Judah Life. There's a video I uploaded a video with Charleston White on there. He said all this shit is real. All the basketball games, all the football games, all the baseball games, all the record sales. Do you think Beyonce really sold those many records? Come on. When was the last time you bought a fucking CD? I'll wait. When was the last time you bought an actual CD? You went to a store, a physical store, that had to pay water, lights, and electric. When was the last time you stepped in there? And you went around, oh, here's an album, I'll pick that up. When was the last time you done that? You can't even name it. Well, you know, I pay $9.99 to Apple Music. Do you know every single time that you buy an album on Apple Music is going to be recorded as 4 or 5 sales? See, man, see, y'all not ready for, a lot of y'all not ready for this real truth, man. Y'all not ready for this truth. A lot of y'all not ready, man. Oh, man, you know, hey, I've been in this truth for 2 or 3 years, man. I've been in this truth for 4 or 5 years. I've been in this truth for this. I've been in truth for that. Man, I'm telling y'all not ready for the truth, man. You're not ready. You're not ready to hear what's really going on out here. You're not ready to hear that Country Wayne and Tyler Perry have a sexual relationship. See, y'all not ready to have that stuff. See, I caught Country Wayne on that Shannon Sharp show. Oh, yeah, I caught that. I made $20 million in only 3 years of social media. Do you think you're going to make that much money and you ain't going to see P. Diddy? Do you think you're going to make that much money and you're going to play? You're going to make the money on the devil's playground and Satan ain't going to come see you? He just got done saying, there's this brother named Mike on one of his skits. He said, I pay him $1 million to work 20 hours a week. Only 20 hours a week, I pay him $1 million a year. You don't think Satan's going to go to that brother and say, oh, yeah, you know, since you took the money from Country Wayne, hey, you belong to us. You don't think Roe is going to, you don't think she saw Satan? You don't think that these other actors that's around Country Wayne haven't seen Satan? They all have seen Satan. Oh, and by the way, I know one of the actors, one of the actresses on Country Wayne skits, I had a personal one-on-one too, and I told her to watch for celebrities anyway. But she didn't want to listen to me, that girl in the yellow dress. Ooh, see? See, I told her, because she was talking about, oh yeah, me and Monica, we're going to get together, we're going to collaborate. She had a great, great platform. She had a great skits. She was the woman in the yellow dress. She was trying to find her ex who ran away from her. It's kind of funny. But whether you like it or not, I am telling you right now, the moment you got around Monica, the moment you got around Country Wayne, the moment you got around Bootsy, the day you got around T.I. and what was that other hoe? The one who she was trying to run for governor, the Adams girl. The moment you got around these people, you were fucked. And that's why I keep telling y'all, the Most High gives favor. He don't bless. See, I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. See, I'm in my zone, baby, because we in season 9, baby, Jewel Life Podcast here on the Empire Network. I love it, man. I love every bit of it, baby. I love it. I love every bit of it, baby. I love it, baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm gonna say it again. I love this shit, man. I love it. You're not gonna make that much money, and you praising Yahweh. I'm gonna say that one more time. You're not gonna see 200, 300, 400,000. And you praying to Yah. Yah is going to give you favor. He's going to give you food to eat. He's going to make sure you got food in your house. He's going to make sure your lights are paid. He's going to make sure you're taken care of. He's going to make sure your children are taken care of. But as far as the Bentleys and the big booty bitches and the six-pack niggas and the biggest or the prettiest sissy you ever, whatever the hell you into. First of all, if you like sissy, you don't even need to be on this platform anyway. But we'll move on. See, Yah is going to give you just enough. Because he really wants to see in your face. Are you really with this shit right now? Are you really for me? Or are you really against me? See, I'm going to tell you something, man. That's why you got to be careful of the people that you hang with. See, they tell you they got beards and they can wear their little fringes and they can go on the highways and byways and they can go on the street corners and say, yeah, we this and we that and quote you scriptures and from the back of their hand. But if the slightest hesitance, you better watch out. I'm gonna say that one more time. Even a slight of hesitance, you better watch out. You better start paying attention, man. You better get right with. I'm telling you, y'all better start getting right with Yahweh, man. I'm gonna shout that from the top of the hill. You better get right with Yahweh. See, Yah gonna give you just enough. Y'all gonna make sure that everything, you got clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, roof on top of your head. He gonna make sure you got clean water to drink. He gonna make sure all that. He gonna make sure all that is provided for you. He gonna make sure because you're a child of Yah. But he ain't gonna give you that big body Benz. He's not gonna give you big booty Shirley. He's not gonna give you that 50 room mansion. He's not gonna give you that. Because you got to work your ass off to impress Yahweh. And even then, when he recognizes you, he's going to make you work even fucking harder. He's going to take people away from you that was close to you. Do you, man, let me take my glasses off, man. I'm really on my shit today. I'm really in my shit. I'm really telling you some real G shit. Do you think I was like this when my wife passed away 2 years ago? Man, I was a broken mess. On the outside, I appeared like I had everything together. But I was a broken mess, man, on the inside when my wife passed away. When my wife died 2 years ago, we was running two businesses. See, let me tell y'all something right now, man. Let me tell you how y'all could take this shit from you just that damn quick. Let me talk to some of you niggas, because some of you niggas really think because you got a little bit of money in your bank account, I got $100,374.23. Yeah, I'm doing it, and I got a new Jade, and I got that new Charger, nigga. I'm doing it. Nigga, you ain't doing shit, nigga. Me and my wife, we were running two businesses. I had my own courier service. She had her own trucking company. And she had a dispatching company on the damn side. Money was coming in. We made over six figures in less than 3 fucking months. I'm telling you some real shit. I'm not telling you something that I heard. I ain't telling you something that I may have heard or I may have not heard. I'm telling you something that I saw with my own eyes. Money will come in so damn fast and make your damn head spin. But before my wife passed away, 6 months before my wife passed away, I will never forget it. I had a dream. And that was Yahweh. I know it was Yahweh. He was dark as hell. I couldn't see his face, but I knew he was dark. I can see eyeballs, and I can see teeth. See, let me tell you something. Sometimes Yahweh can come into your dreams. Woo! Let me tell y'all something today. Yahweh can come into your dreams, dog. Y'all wake and come in your dreams. We got 10 more minutes on this podcast. Yahweh came to me in a dream. And I named all the people that since left here. I said, man, let me go back and talk to my mom, my dad, and then the homies, man, you know, boom, boom, boom. I'm naming different names. He started laughing. He said, no, I got too much work for you. I didn't know what the hell he meant until 6 months later. Then boom, here my wife passed away. Now I'm a single father of a special needs son. See, let me tell y'all something, man. See, why you think I'm like this? Why you think I'm like this, man? See, I'm a single father to a special needs son. Let me tell y'all something. I'm a pull you in into my private world just for a little microsecond. Me and my son weren't really that close before my wife passed away. I was a disciplinarian, and my son messed up. I was there. But as far as talking to him and encouraging him and giving him a pep talk and this, that, and third, I wasn't really there. I was out here too busy paying bills and being a disciplinarian. That's all that I was doing. My wife did everything. When my wife passed away, I had to do all that and then some. I'm going to try to tell y'all, man, Yahweh's going to put you to a test. He's going to put you to a test. And some of you niggas are failing miserably. You are failing. You fail miserably right now. Soon you don't get a check or you don't get that bitch's number. Man, fuck this. True shit, man. Man, I want Rick Ross to look out for me, man. I get on with Rick Ross. Man, where T.I. at, dog? And I'm going to tell you something else. Some one-third is going to fall.
Woo! Wait a minute. Time out. What? Yes! Some one-third is going to start falling.
Man, this shit too hard, man. Damn, I'm losing people, man. Girls don't like me like that no more. My game ain't like that. Because your game, let me tell you something, because your spirit is now right. You have an aura around you. Them demons, them bitches can't stand being around a man of Yah. Yes, sir. We're going to talk, baby. We're going to fucking talk, man. Let's talk, baby. Let's talk. I got people that left, that all of a sudden they left with no apparent reason whatsoever. I know what it is. It's my spirit. It was my spirit. My spirit's too bright for them, man. My vibration was too high for them, homie. See, let me tell you something. When your vibration is low, anybody can come into your world. A big booty bitch can come into your world. Big booty Shirley, Sheila Kululu. All these hoes are coming to you, man, because your vibration is low. But when your vibration is high, man, they do their best to get away from you.
Woo!
What? They do their very best to get away from you. Because they know they can't play you. They know there's something about you. They know there's something in you that in you. You ain't worried about if you're going to get signed to T.I.'s label or not. You ain't worried about if Lil Boosie going to nose you on Instagram or YouTube or not. You ain't worried about none of that bullshit. Man, you praising Yahweh and you go to work and you put in your hours, man, and you mind your business, you take care of your family, man, and you're a stand-up dude. People don't like that. I'm telling you, people don't like that. They want scammers. They want dope dealers. They want connivers. They want shicey-ass people. They want people. They want robbers. They want killers. They want people that are dark like them to hang with. Yes. Stop thinking everything's a damn joke. Stop thinking everything's a joke. Stop thinking everything is funny. Stop thinking everything's so damn personal. I used to be the same way. I used to take things personal. I used to wear my heart on my sleeve, man. I can't do that no more, man. Because since 2024 is the year of the reveal. People are going to walk out of your life. You're going to be like, man, what happened to so-and-so-and-so? Man, I got a homeboy right now barely calling me now. And we dogs. But I know my vibration is high. When you got a low vibration, when all that you care about is making some money and go fuck a bitch and go to the club and go stunt and go get some new Jordans, your vibration is low. Your vibration is low. You have a very low vibration. That's why when the aliens show up in Miami, you just say, oh, that's number AI, man. That's number fake, man. Because your vibration is low. But when your vibration is high, when you start to seek Yahweh, when Yah start to recognize you, and you start to become a soldier for Yahweh, and you have in your pineal, in your third eye, your pineal gland start to open, you start to understand certain things. People get away from you, man. People don't want to be around that. People are too they too invested in being evil. They are too invested in being evil, man. I'm talking some real shit to somebody today, man. Because somebody's really hurt because somebody left their life, man. I'm telling you, fuck them. You're going to be a better man. You're going to be a better woman for this, man. You're going to be a better man, better woman. I was thinking about killing myself, man, after my wife passed away, man. I'm telling you some real shit, man. I really was thinking about killing myself. I really was thinking about ending all this shit. I didn't want to live no more. But Yahweh said, I got you, man. I got you. This is a testimony, man. I'm telling you. I don't tell nobody my private business. I don't tell my people my personal business. I don't tell nobody that shit. For what? Why would I tell somebody that, man? But I say this because somebody is out there in Panama, somebody out there in Brazil, somebody out there in the UAE, somebody out there in the United States, somebody out there in Mexico, somebody out there in Canada, somebody somewhere around the world is feeling like, man, damn, man, they left me, man, they leaving me, man, how they gonna leave me like this, man? Because your vibration is high. Your pineal gland starting to open, your third eye starting to open, man. You start to change your life. You don't look at things the same no more. You don't worry about big booty bitch. You ain't worried about if Drake gonna put you on or not. You ain't worried about that shit, my nigga. You worry about getting in the word. You try to understand Deuteronomy 28. You try to understand Revelation 2 and 9. You try to understand why we continue to have the curses. You start to get in your scriptures. You start to understand things in the scriptures. See, now you start to break parable down in the scriptures. See, they ain't gonna like that shit, man. They ain't gonna like you. Oh, talk that talk, George. Yeah, I'm telling you. Your vibration is high. And the higher your vibration is, the more people gonna leave you. Watch. More people gonna start leaving you. I know, but more people gonna start leaving me. I know this. I'm prepared for it. Yes, sir. I'm prepared for this.
Whew. What a Friday night, huh?
Listen, guys, please go to my website. Sites, S-I-T-E-S dot Google dot com slash view. VIEW / Empire Network 23, EMPIRENETWORK 23 / home. This is my first website for the network. Of course, I will get my own domain eventually. And again, like I said before, and I'm gonna keep saying this. We're gonna be on Roku. I'm calling that right now. We're gonna be on Roku before you know it. Peace and favor. Because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Sunday, 11 a.m., live on Twitch and my Facebook. We got a scripture show. Peace out.